Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Lily. She sponsored a series of interviews with me, and this is the third one. Let me know if you think your questions are any good and if it might be a good idea to do more of these on a regular basis. I like open-ended questions and think she did a good job interviewing me, compared to many other people. Anywho, before I play the clip, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use AirPoints to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, here's the video, so enjoy.
What I think of, might be wrong, but that men are more kind of more passionate and emotional than women. Women are more sensitive to danger, but I think men are more easily excitable about different topics. For example, you can induce passion in them a lot easier. For example, if you tell them, oh, you know, a real man is the type of man who provides and takes care of the family, they're going to get really kind of excited and want to do it. And so I'm not sure if that's actually in male nature to be the provider or be the protector.
Okay.
You can lead them into it because they're so passionate, or that passion is easily triggered, but they're not necessarily naturally like that. I hope I'm making sense.
No, look, men are naturally wanting to help, right? They I was at the Slut Walk a number of years ago, and the women, there were lesbians there, and they were just going around and helping people. They were like very butch lesbians. And I had never seen women like that. They were just like super helpful and running around. I was like, what's going on? These women are behaving like men. And I think it's just men's nature to kind of help, right? It's also men's nature to be romantic, you know, and that passion. And, you know, you ask, you know, you said, you talk about passion. The first thing that came to mind was the arts and, you know, like every kind of art imaginable, music, poetry. Men are the ones that write and create a lot of these things that stand out above what women create. And women will say, well, it's just that women haven't had the chance to create those things. It's like, well, they have the chance now. Like, why aren't they creating as much as men? Like, it doesn't, you know, like it kind of disproves that argument. But men are just more like romantic and passionate in general. So that's.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't think so before. But my mind changed because I actually noticed that they have a lot more feelings than women do. Women are definitely more sensitive towards.
I wouldn't say more feelings. I would say a greater depth of feeling.
More intense.
Yeah,
definitely more intense. Because you know how it's common knowledge that women are more sensitive and women are more emotional, but what I see is that women are more sensitive towards like safety, danger, being careful, these sort of things. But when it comes to passion, men have a lot more of it, or they have it more intensely.
I've never had a woman write me a very complex, you know, poem that used extensive wordplay and romance, and it was always, I was the one that was writing these things. I was the one that was like coming up with, you know, interesting places and scenarios for like for sexuality or for romance and all that kind of stuff. You know, so women say they want those things. And I think it's they want those things, those passions from a man, because they themselves lack those things. So they're just seeking them out.
Yeah, again, that reminded me of the video I made about women not experiencing the same level of joy, also the same level of passion, you know, because there is a lot of passion in men towards women. But they want them more, they feel more when they're around them. That was kind of my point in that video. I don't know if you agree with that.
Well, the one thing that kind of makes me wonder is like, you know, when I travel, for example, and I'll go and see a beautiful landscape, or I'll see some beautiful architecture, like it'll move me, you know. But I, you know, back when I was traveling 15, 20 years ago, I would go to these places and there weren't that many women around. And now you go to these beautiful places and you see all these women around and you think to yourself, well, this must prove it. This must prove that women are just as passionate about beauty and architecture and nature as men are. But they're not. They're using those things as a source of attention on their smartphones. Whereas before that, you know, I would see the lone male photographer.
I think it's the same way about the way they feel. You know, we had a discussion about women falling in love, and I was saying yes, and you were saying no. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, so we had that. We had, in that interview, I was trying to convince you that women fall in love.
Okay.
I kind of changed my mind a little bit about that. But I still do believe that women fall in love. But again, coming back to that video I made, I don't think it's the same. I don't think it feels as good as it feels to men, again, because they're more passionate.
But look at it this way. So you're saying men have all these advantages in terms of emotional depth. Okay. But you also have to understand that just because you have emotional depth doesn't mean you're not going to face disadvantages from that as well.
Yeah.
So, like, everything has, you know, an opposite, you know, like if it's positive in one way, it's going to be negative in another.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, because we're going to talk about how this part of male nature is going to make them vulnerable again to being deceptive, being passionate, you know, being excitable and all that. But how do you protect yourself from manipulation? Would you just numb your feelings? What would you do as a man?
For me, I socially isolate, because most likely I'm an HSP, which is highly sensitive person. I get extremely sensitive when it comes to noise, to conversations. So for me, I just kind of avoid people as much as possible, and that kind of allows me to calm my passions and redirect them for other things.
Yeah, but what if you're the opposite? What if you're very sociable?
Yeah, so if you're an extrovert, then you have to go out and talk to people to kind of feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Well, how do you protect yourself?
I'm an introvert, so I just don't go out and socialize very much, because I don't, like, it's draining. It sucks the energy out of me. Yeah. And I would rather use the energy for more productive things.
Yeah, okay. So is there any, because I was going to, for each and every one of these, I was going to ask you, so what can a woman do in relation to this part of male nature in order to have a good relationship with a man? So how do you kind of, if I want to have a good relationship with a man, how do I kind of be careful with their feelings?
Well, you have to look. Is the guy an introvert or an extrovert, right? So if he's, half of the guys are going to be introverts, half they're going to be extroverts, right? So you have to first identify that. That's kind of important. Yeah. And then also, you know, if you want to have a good relationship with him, like I said, you give him space, and he'll work harder than if you're nagging him and bothering him, right? That's usually what happens, like, at least for me. But there are probably, like, a lot of guys who are lazy. So nagging actually works as a motivating force for them. So again, you have to...
Is it? Annoying someone into doing something.
Well, if that's what gets things done, like, but the thing is, if the person you're annoying it will just do things on their own and will get things done on their own and motivates and have an internal motivation, then you need to leave that person alone. Because it's like, for me, it's like I get motivated to do things. And if somebody comes around and tells me to do things, I'm like, I'm already motivated. I'm already not lazy. Like, why are you telling me to do things your way? Right. It's there's a certain like amount of control that the other person exerts by telling you as a specific way. And I don't. So you have to identify whether or not what type of male you're dealing with. Right. Is this the person who wants to be told what to do? Is this person comfortable being told what to do? Or is this person like wild and doesn't want to be told what to do?
No, I'm just I'm asking about the passion side of it. Like sometimes I notice it in men and it's just completely alien to me. Like, for example, they're really passionate about this video game and I just don't get it. It's a big deal to them. It just doesn't mean anything to me. So but you can easily kind of insult them if you don't, you know, because you're not on the same boat.
Well, look, women can exploit that. So like if the guy's into a specific video game and she's like, oh, he likes that game. So if I get into this game, he's going to feel closer to me. And then therefore I can like weasel my way into his heart a lot better. And then he's going to be like, oh, she has more in common with me. It's like, no, she's just being the female chameleon. And she's playing the part of the chameleon to get closer to you.
It's difficult to fake though, because I'm just imagining I can never pretend to be that passionate about football, for example. That's very difficult to fake, because you know, yep, how the men actually have real feelings when it comes to these things.
Yeah, but guys will
don't.
But look, guys will think that the woman does have feelings even though she's acting, right? So she'll go to the baseball game and she'll put on a jersey, she'll go hang out with her friends. Like, look, back 20, 30 years ago, you go to a baseball game or hockey, you wouldn't see these like female fans hanging around and like trying to get attention from men. But now you do, right? So now they're there, they're trying to get the attention from the players. You know, there used to be these lacrosse games I'd go to, and the like, it would be in the same seats. It was like season seating. And the woman that was always sitting like next to those seats, she was this like super fan. And she would just like be screaming at the players to like get them to do what they, you know, she wanted, like, oh, you need to play better, play better. Like, she would just be so excited and passionate about the sport. And I was watching this and I was just like, where is this coming from? Like, I've never seen this type of super fan, female super fan before.
It does happen. It's rare, but it does happen.
Yeah. So that just disproved your point. You said that you don't see women getting as passionate about things as men do. And then it happens.
Yeah, but it's not a common thing though, is it?
But if I go to a baseball game, now I see like a crowd full of women wearing baseball jerseys. And that was never common before. So
changing, you think?
Well, is it because women are more like they're trying to adopt masculine behaviors? Are they trying to play the part of the female chameleon? Are they genuinely interested in the sport? Are they doing it because they're trying to get the attention of the wealthy men who can afford to go to those games in the first place? There's so many things. I can't, like, it's when there's like 5 or 10 different factors that are in play, it's hard to know which one is which.
Yeah.
Is it a combination of all of those things? I don't know.
Possibly, I would say. I don't know. I don't know if women would actually be interested in those things. Some would, but it's not a general thing. I don't think it is anyway. But my point was that, but even if you like men, you see these men, they're really passionate about stuff that I'm not. And they kind of get offended if you don't, you know, show interest. So you kind of have to fake it a little bit.
Okay, but there's a difference between like showing interest, faking it a little bit, as opposed to actually doing it. So for example, the women that I found the best were the ones that I would talk to, I would use as a sounding board, and they would listen to everything I said. And they would they would pretend to be interested, pretend. And then when I asked them a detail about it, they're like, oh, sorry, I zoned out. Well, there you go. They're just pretending to be interested. They're not really interested. But sometimes all a man needs is a sounding board, somebody to bounce his ideas off of, because then he can take his ideas and they'll go further. In a sense, it's validation, right? That person's listening to you. That's validation. Yeah. Even if they're not hearing you, they're still listening to you.
Wow, all of these things that I spoke to you about are kind of boiling down to validation.
Yeah, it's true.
Just men's need to for validation.
Yeah, so if you're to a guy that's into video games, like, just listen. You don't have to say anything. Just listen to what he's saying. If you're just, you can like open your eyes and listen, and then meanwhile in the back of your head be like, what do I have to do today, right? Like, just pretend to be there, even though you're not. And then the guy will feel more connected to you, even though there's nothing to connect to.
Well, that sounds easy to do.
Yes. It's like I said, all you have to do to succeed as a woman is be quiet and listen and just don't speak. And the guy will be able to hear himself. What he'll do is he'll talk to you and he'll hear his own voice bounce back off of you onto him like an echo, and he'll fall in love with himself.
With himself? Not with you.
Yes. He's basically hearing his own voice coming back to him without like interference. And he's like, wow, my voice sounds really great. All these things I'm talking about are wonderful. I'm having a great conversation. Yes. Oh, it's a one-sided conversation. There is no conversation. But the smart woman knows that that's how you get the guy. You basically let him get himself. That's how it works.
You said he's falling in love with himself. He's not really falling in love with the woman, is he?
No, she's just a blank slate for him to project his hopes and dreams onto.
That's sad.
Of course it's sad. That's the most fulfilling relationship that a man can have. Otherwise, you're dealing with another relationship that's combative, where each side wants completely different things, and they're just like having a conversation. It's going back and forth. Like, a woman can be like critical in a positive way, like I said, constructive feedback, but that's also pretty rare, right? Like, that's also something you're not going to run into. That's like, you know, that one friend that you might have that gives you constructive feedback that you want to throw out the window, but you're like, this friend is actually good because this is the friend that's telling me all of the things that I don't want to hear. That's what friendship really means.